Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, the 6th of June. I hope you're well. Coming up.
So I think we will see rates probably fall.
All eyes on ECB to see if it cuts rates today. And Tom and Molly Martin's due to be released from prison later. Plus we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the killers of Jason Corbett are due for release from prison in the United States today. The Limerick man was beaten to death at his home in North Carolina in August 2015 while his two children were asleep. His wife, Molly Martins, and her father, Tom, pleaded guilty to his manslaughter last year after successfully appealing previous convictions for murder. There could be relief for some homeowners today if the European Central Bank cuts interest rates as expected. It began hiking rates back in 2022, with 10 increases since then as part of efforts to cool inflation. A cut of 0.25% is expected this lunchtime. That will automatically trigger a fall in monthly mortgage payments for those with trackers, while banks are likely to reflect it in variable rate loans. However, economist Austin Hughes isn't sure if it's the start of a series of rate cuts.
I think we'll see a rate cut today, but I don't think they'll be suggesting that there's lots more to come in the months ahead. A lot of ECB Governing Council members are still concerned about wage inflation, and that could be slow to ease back to levels where they feel comfortable cutting aggressively.
The Hamas-run Gaza government media office says at least 27 people have been killed in an airstrike on a UN school. Officials there say it was sheltering displaced Palestinians. However, Israel says the building was being used as a compound by fighters involved in the October 7th attack. Meanwhile, Taoiseach Simon Harris will meet today with the Palestinian representative in Ireland at government buildings. It follows Ireland's recognition of the state of Palestine last month. They'll discuss the ongoing humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza, the ceasefire and hostage release plan, as well as formal diplomatic relations between Ireland and Palestine. Dangerous dog breeds could be banned here as early as this autumn. It comes after 23-year-old Nicole Morley was killed in a dog attack in County Limerick after celebrating her birthday on Tuesday night. A Garda investigation is underway into the attack at a house near the village of Ballyneety. It's understood the animal involved was an XL bully. Rural Affairs Minister Heather Humphreys says some breeds may be banned if that's what's recommended by a specialist stakeholder group examining the control of dogs.
I have set up a stakeholders group to look at the whole issue around the control of dogs, and it is chaired by a former deputy Garda commissioner, and they are looking at a number of issues. I have spoken to the chairperson John Toomey, and I have asked him to prioritise the issue of restricted breeds, which we have in this country.
Vladimir Putin has warned that Russia could provide long-range weapons to others to strike Western targets. It's after NATO allies authorized Ukraine to launch attacks on Russian territory. Mr. Putin claims that would require personnel from those countries to control missiles and select targets involving them in the war. The Russian president says he's prepared to take his own action.
We are thinking that if they consider it possible to deliver such weapons to the combat zone, why don't we have the right to supply weapons of the same type to some regions of the world where they can be used to launch strikes on sensitive facilities of the countries that do it to Russia?
The Justice Minister says security measures introduced at airports here will minimise the number of people arriving into the country with false travel documents or none. Airlines could now be fined up to €5,000 if found to carry a passenger to Ireland without a valid travel document. That's a €2,000 increase on the current level. The legislation would be enacted before the Dáil summer recess. Minister Helen McEntee says the number of doorstep operations at the foot of arriving planes has also increased this year.
We have been working with the airlines to train their staff. It's really important that staff can actually spot and identify if there's a false document, that they can identify if a person perhaps is going to discard their documentation. And as well as that, then this year we've had over 2,000 doorstop operations, so where people have been checked directly getting off their flight, as well as the liaison officers that we have based working with the airlines, not just in Dublin, but in other airports.
More than 130,000 carers across the country will be receiving their carers support grant of €1,850 this morning. The grant is available to all carers providing full-time care to an older person or a person with a disability, regardless of their means or social insurance contributions. In entertainment news, an Emmerdale storyline has racked up almost 1,000 complaints to the UK regulator. Abusive character Tom King was seen using a syringe to poison his wife's dog, though ITV quickly confirmed the animal didn't come to any harm. It's one of several recent TV moments sparking criticism to Ofcom. And in sport, in cricket, Ireland opened their T20 Cricket World Cup campaign with an 8-wicket group stage loss to India yesterday. Ireland were all out for just 96 runs. India reached the target in 12.2 overs, ending their innings on 97 for 2 in New York. Irish captain Paul Sterling says they were disappointed with their performance.
Yeah, look, it was a tough one. I think the toss played a pretty crucial part, stuck in overcast conditions. And then, yeah, the pitch did a lot of movement, and we probably weren't quite up to that challenge. It was, I think, India bowled terrific lengths and really put us under pressure.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.